The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Can I get a woo-hoo? And a hee-hoo? It's the Monica J Show. Your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What do you mean your show? Your live and local FM talk show. I care about what you have to say. I care about your opinion. But I don't care if you disagree with me. I want you to have your own opinion. I will never keep you from being on the air with your own opinion. And if it is completely contrary to mine, well, that's great. Help people understand why you believe what you believe. Jane was our last caller as we talked about. She was actually given an unnecessary surgery. Started talking about patients' rights. All started by this little question right here. Knowing what you know, that the flu shot this year that is the guessing game of what virus or what strain of the flu it's going to be is not correct for this year. So just a quick little question. Knowing what you know, will you get a flu shot? Well, it's the middle of January. A lot of people have already gotten the flu shot. But people get flu shots up in actually, they get them all the way through February, even into March. So the answers, never have, never will. No, they don't work. Yes, I get one every year. For me, it was no, they don't work. But then again, not everybody out there is going to be helped by the same thing. We are more different than you think. It's not just male, female. It's not just heavy, skinny. Right down to our very core, even family members, we are different. Something that works for my mother does not necessarily work for me. Nobody so far has answered, yes, I get one every year. Out of those people answering the poll question, 63% have said, no, they don't work. 36% have said, never have, never will. This opens up a bigger question of patient responsibility. Glenn called in with, you know, if we didn't have the pharmaceutical companies that we have, if we didn't have the advancements, you know, half of us would probably be dead. And that's true. But there has to be accountability. Isn't that what we have the FDA for? Who's watching the FDA? As we've seen with all of these probes, with everything that's going on in the White House, duly elected president, people going after him because, well, they just don't like him. High crimes and misdemeanors, my tookus. I know I tell you, you can get a hold of me any way you can. Social media, call in 884-9910. You can even text me. So looking at my texts here, just got this one. It bears repeating that our society are lazy followers who prefer to be told what to do than lay blame when things go wrong. There's a little responsibility for taking control of our own lives. There is little responsibility for taking care of your own life. We hear subliminal messages. Marketing and advertising is a very, 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 I cannot stress that enough, powerful tool. It manipulates you on what to buy. It manipulates you on what to drink. It manipulates you on who to vote for. I tell people this all the time with my production company. Repetition. You're better off buying a 30-second spot than a 60-second spot because the more people hear it, the more it will get into their brains. Where is the education of, before any surgery, get a second opinion? Before any health diagnosis, get a second opinion. We can't do that anymore. We can't do that with the cost of health care. I mean, heck, it took me 6 months just to find a doctor and to be able to get into, once my doctor, after 25 years of seeing him, retired. Things have come along like WebMD. You look things up for yourself. People get nervous. They don't know. We take things for granted. But there still has to be that nugget of personal responsibility. If you don't believe in flu shots, and then your child got the flu and died from it, how would you feel? We had a child, you might remember, a few years back, die from getting a flu shot. So you have to do your research. It has to be an open conversation of, just because one person feels one way doesn't mean that's the way we should all feel. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Bonnie this morning. Hi, Bonnie. Thanks for calling into the show. Did you get your flu shot this year?
This year. I have always been a negative on the flu shot, but I am volunteering at a state facility, so I had to get my flu shot. Mm-hmm. I got sick this year. I am still trying to get over this.
Wow.
So, I worked in the medical field for 40 years, and I have never seen the scare tactics that they put into people, like the shingle shot, the flu shot, the, I don't know, there's so many shots out there now.
Pneumonia
shots and all of that. Who is promoting all of that? So it's got my feeling, my own personal feeling, is that it's the pharmaceutical companies who are putting the scare tactics into older people. I'm 72, never had this winter flu stuff until this year after my shot. And now I have to went to the doctor, and now I got put on more medication. I don't like taking medication.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me that they are putting stuff in the flu shots, and I'm not saying that that's true. This is my only thought. And so are they putting stuff in there that make people sick, so then they have to go to the doctor and get more medication, and therefore the pharmaceuticals make more money?
You know, Bonnie, here's the problem, is because, you know, you talk about being 72 and all that, and they're pushing, you know, shingles and pneumonia and stuff, but they're pushing it on the kids too. Look
True.
At the HPV virus shot now that kids have to get. You know, HPV is normally a sexually transmitted disease. I can't remember. I worked at family planning for so long, but it was years and years and years ago. Now we're bringing it into the kids that they have to get their flu shots. They have to get the HPV shot. And these aren't things that are like vaccinations for measles and mumps and that keep that at bay.
Correct.
These are things Correct. That should be your choice. And Correct. For you to have to work someplace and have to mandatorily have that flu shot, I almost want to say that that's going against your personal rights.
It is going against my personal rights. However, since I've been retired and I wanted to do some working with the veterans and stuff, and so it's a state facility and the state is requiring the flu shot in order to be there. And I thought, all right, after 72 years, I'll go get my flu shot. I have never had a cold hang on this long forever.
Yeah, I think we've also gotten our bodies to the point where we just can't fight things off. We don't let kids go. I hate to say this way because I did it when I was a kid. We had mud pies. We don't let kids eat dirt anymore. It just
they don't play outside anymore. They aren't exposed to this. And like you say, with the antibiotic things that are the the soaps and all the hand wipes. And
yeah.
I don't believe in any of that. You need to wash your hands. You need to teach the kids that, you know, the human papillomavirus is something that is, I mean, obviously it's your choice if you're going to go out there and do those things. But I don't know. I'm not a good one for this one at all.
No, you are a good one because this is where the conversation starts. And we have to start taking this stuff out of the hands of the legislators.
Correct.
There should be none of this in their hands. And again, it goes back to good people running who believe in independent thought, who believe in people's independence of less government as well. So, Bonnie, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry you feel under the weather, but, you know, thank you for helping our veterans and doing what you're doing, volunteering there. We really appreciate it. We'll be back after this with more of your thoughts of, you know, maybe going into the conversation of personal responsibility and how the government is intruding on that. 884-9910 if you'd like to get your thoughts in. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one.
Don't call me crazy. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'm so glad you're here with me today. I really appreciate it. And all of the good thoughts, the good conversation, that's what's important. Good conversation, thoughtful conversation. Bert's sending me a message through Facebook. You know, you can always get a hold of me through social media. To me, the flu shot is like Russian roulette. How do they know what strain is going to circulate? So, I don't get them. They start pushing them, it seems, earlier and earlier every year. I think it was about starting end of September, beginning of October this year. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with somebody who actually is in the industry. 884-9910. Kelly joining us right now, who is a retired doctor. Kelly, thank you so much for calling the show today.
Monica, you're awesome. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And I want to point the fingers at myself first and then out there to what is valid literature. Secretary Kathleen, I'd love to do some celebrity boxing fundraisers with you. We'll deal with that in the future. Man, I'd rather be surfing because it's pumping right now up here at the lake. And I'm a retired doctor of chiropractic, and I also got a postdoctoral certification in applied kinesiology. And I was reading some Judicial Watch newsletter, and they were talking about that HPV vaccine, and it's caused a lot of harm and injury, and lots of people have lost their precious souls and lives because of those things. And I did a community showing of a movie called The Greater Good, by Leslie Manoukian, and I actually met her at a Weston A. Price Foundation Wise Traditions Conference and got to thank her for her work and did a little, like a public community showing when I lived over in Grass Valley. And another colleague of mine wrote a book called Vaccination is Not Immunization. And that was Dr. Tim O'Shea, also a DC, a doctorate in chiropractic. And it's really, it's kind of shocking that we're not fully informed before we make the decision. And the body actually sheds particulates of that, whatever you were vaccinated with, for months, like 6 weeks. And so even if people aren't choosing to be inoculated, they're going to get inoculated if they're hanging out with people that have had those injections. And back in 1895, a book by the same title by D.D. Palmer, Daniel David Palmer, the old dad chiro, the founder of the profession, called any injection a blood poisoner. And it is a heavy-duty topic. I'm just grateful to the good Lord above that you're here to tell your story. And if you were my kid sister, I'd be like, don't you dare put that stuff in your body. But thank you for bringing up the topic. You know, it's a huge issue.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate the call, and thank you for your insight. This is the thing. We've all been raised with this, but it's changing. It's more and more about money and the pharmaceutical industry. We have an FDA. But then again, as we've seen with the FBI, I mentioned this in the other segment, you get corruption in agencies. It's always that bad apple. What grandma used to say, one bad apple doesn't spoil the barrel, but it's that bad apple that seems to get into a position of manipulation. So who in the FDA is letting this stuff slide? Who is putting it up to the different legislators to get bills passed that you forcibly have to have these immunizations, vaccinations, whatever? It's about having conversations. If you don't want to catch the human papillomavirus, male or female, you shouldn't have to be vaccinated against it. If you are willing to have sex with someone, the most intimate thing that you can do in your life, the most precious gift you could give as a woman to a man, it's not the concept anymore, then you should be comfortable enough to say, have you been with anybody else? Did they have any sexually transmitted diseases? And if that partner says, I don't know, then use a damn condom. It should not be up to the government or the schools to say, oh, you need to have this. It's ridiculous. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We're already practically a communist country. We need less government, less regulations, less people in our lives telling us what to do. And Michael Bloomberg wants to be president? Wasn't it Bloomberg that came up with the trans fat thing? You people are too fat? We're cutting the trans fat out of foods? Wow. It's an important discussion. And when you boil everything down to the basics, once again, you find out, you follow the money trail. It all goes back to who's getting rich. And it's not you or me. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News report. I wonder if the president's been impeached yet.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Speak up and speak out, and you can do it right here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's get back to the talk of, sometimes though when people talk, it just cuts right through me, like having to listen to Adam Schiff in that Fox soundbite there. Just a knife right through me. But, you know, what are you going to do? Little meme going around Facebook right now. Donald Trump is exposing how politicians have been money laundering our taxpayer dollars, called foreign aid and military aid, back to themselves through family, friends, and corporate donations. Ukraine's only the beginning. I wonder if that's why China's playing ball now. That's why they're trying to impeach him. That's why they're trying to make sure he doesn't get reelected. Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, the Bidens and others, family members, working for the pharmaceutical companies, with oil companies, technology companies, defense companies. It's a monopoly game for them, but the money is real and the money is ours. They're all elected representatives, but they all treat us as if they're better than us and as if they're doing what's best for them. What's best for them. Show me a member of the Senate, a member of the Congress, even a member of, you know, their employees, their staff, in some cases, that go in with a regular job, but they come out of Congress or are in Congress right now and are millionaires. So much for we the people and of the people and for the people and by the people. Something has to change in 2020. And it's not the president. Because we finally have a president in there that is working for us. And that is why he is so detested. If there is a Republican, Mitt Romney, out there that is voting against him, that is, well, even participates in this impeachment sham, then they have ulterior motives. And they need to be looked into. Because every single promise now that Trump made during his campaign has been kept. Billions more, $3 billion more going for the wall. I mean, it is just incredible. Just incredible. Listening to everybody up on that stage last night, it was nauseating. It was nauseating. And that's the best of the Democrats. All they want to do is take your money. Bernie Sanders, big thing. Well, just take away all student debt loans. Just take away all of it. What does that say to the people who worked their butts off to get their student loans paid back? Who had the wherewithal to say, oh, I took out $50,000 in loans. Oh, I took out $100,000 in loans. I need to pay this back because it was a loan. So this is the student debt loan. When do people start complaining about their car loans? Well, I have to get to work. I mean, transportation should just be transportation. That should be provided by the government. That's their mindset. Everything should be provided by the government. Your nutrition, your health. Oh, well, gosh, not health for everybody. Because if we take a little jaunt over to California, government is so blatantly corrupt in California that it's pathetic. And it keeps going on and the same people keep getting elected. Because there are some that just want it to keep going that way. Gavin Newsom doesn't have the money to take care of the health and well-being and drug treatments of all of those hundreds of thousands of people that are lying along the streets of California, defecating on themselves, blocking sidewalks. But he's got enough money to make sure that all illegal immigrants in California have health care. I would not want to be a doctor in today's time. With the regulations that they put on doctors, with this whole care situation, I'll be honest with you, my last doctor, she flat out told me, I can't afford to be a doctor. People even learn how to get around the rules because you're supposed to be able to go in to your physician and just get a health and wellness checkup. She was telling me how they scam it. So they go in, they make their health and wellness appointment. They go in. Oh, but they also have a dislocated shoulder. Well, wait a minute. That's not what you came in for. Well, yeah, I know, but can you just fix this too? Well, now they have to do other things and they don't get to bill for that because it was made as a health and wellness. I mean, it's just a mess. 884-9910. I want to hear from everybody on this. Whether it be patient visits, patient care, vaccinations, refills of medications. So who better to go to than an actual doctor? Christopher's calling in, and he is a physician here in Reno. Christopher, thank you so much for calling the show. Can you enlighten us?
What you just said was just so pertinent that it's just so hard to be a doctor nowadays. And even, and especially if you do, like you think outside the box. I've done chronic disease for 35 years, and there's always a board looking over you or an insurance company looking over you and questioning what you're doing. And, you know, regular medicine doesn't work anymore. And I am, as a physician, I'm an anti-vaccinationist. And I'm sure you're familiar with the over 100 physicians now that have been mysteriously killed. And most of them have been anti-vaccinationists.
You know, I have heard that and I have read up on that. But, you know, sometimes things are so outrageous, they're hard to believe.
Well, this is documented. They were DOs, they were MDs, they were naturopaths, they were chiropractors, but the common line there was they didn't believe in vaccines, and they were they made it a point, and they were squeaky wheels, and they got eliminated by Big Pharma, if you will.
Wow, that is incredible.
So I don't believe in vaccinations.
As a doctor, what can people do to better take care of themselves if they are not getting vaccinated, if they do not look for immunizations?
Great question. I mean, you have to keep exercising and keep in shape. You have to watch what you eat. You got to make sure you take all the right vitamins and minerals. That's part of your daily regimen. Exercise is critical as we get older. There are homeopathic medicines that you can take to ward off the flu. One is called oscillococcinum. It's a homeopathic remedy. You can get it at any drugstore or local shopping place or a health food store. And if you take that, you'll never get the flu, and it's cheap, and you know it doesn't require an injection. And these vaccines are all contaminated. They have foreign proteins in them, and they cause God knows what type of immunological disturbances in the body, especially on infants who have no immune system at all when they're first born.
Christopher, we look at the welfare system, and that makes people dependent on the government. We give them more money than what they would get in a minimum wage job, so it keeps them wanting to go back and stay there. Is that what's happening with the pharmaceutical company, that they come up with all of these great medications and get us hooked, basically? I mean, I'm not talking about opioids. I'm talking about just in our daily lives. There's a pill for everything. So are we just dependent now on the pharmaceutical companies rather than just taking good care of ourselves?
I think to a certain extent you're correct. I mean, if you go to doctor's offices and you see all these old people, I mean, just walk around, go to a Walmart, Kmart, and see these old people with canes and walkers, and they're on, God knows, 15 different medications, and I don't think God intended us to be that way. So, you know, they're obese, they have arthritis, they have infections, they have Lyme disease, they have dental infections, they got fungal infections, they have viral infections. And nobody is looking at those things as far as causative agents. And it just, you have this issue, here's your diagnosis, here's the medicine you're going to get. And that's how they've been training physicians for years. You treat diagnosis, you don't treat the patient.
I am so glad you brought that up about the dental, because people don't realize when they're not taking care of their teeth, the bacteria and the crap that they are swallowing, and that when their teeth go bad, that can actually be deadly. And they treat you for all this other stuff, and they're missing the fact that you have bad teeth.
Funny you should bring that up, because I'm also a dentist too. So I did that for 35 years, and they tried to kick me out of this town, the dental profession. You talk about the quacks of medicine, and that's the dental profession.
It's just amazing. Christopher, you have got the ball started, because the calls are backing up now. So thank you so much for your insight and for the call today. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Bruce Bruce, what do you think about California paying for all those illegal aliens with the health care?
Well, I was shocked to learn. My oldest daughter is a home care nurse with St. Joseph Health in Sonoma County. And my last conversation with her is that I always ask her about, you know, her patient load and what type of issues that she runs across. And she let me know that she's also required to take care of undocumented individuals that are paid for by California and the California taxpayers. She says that they're sweet and darling people, but the point being is that taxpayer dollars with a special insurance program for these people, how St. Joseph Health is gets paid, and ultimately how my daughter gets paid, but they're servicing essentially home care for these undocumented individuals. I was just absolutely shocked to learn that. And my daughter did originally graduate out of a school, a junior college nursing program, and she had to pay through the nose in regards to out-of-state tuitions, but your DACA individuals paid nothing. So I feel that, fortunately, we all had to help all these individuals from over the border to go through nursing school as well. So it's
A shortage, and it's like, really? Then why don't you pay? If there's a shortage, then why don't you pay for American citizens first? I would have went to nursing school had somebody paid for it for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know they're sweet and darling people, but then again, the bottom line is that they're here or their parents are here illegally. And the thing is that what's been mentioned before is that with the upcoming new legislated year coming up with the full-on, you know, Democratic control of the Senate and in the legislature, as well as a Democratic governor, hang on for the ride, because our last governor, again, you know, set the path in that direction.
Well, he was a rhino. That, you know, unfortunately, that's when you... when you get people, oh, I'm not a rhino, and they are rhinos, and you see this, it's just, there's no going back because he's already in there. So, Bruce, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the education on what your daughter's going through. We will be right back after this on the Monica Jay Show. So I'm going to share a Monica Jay story with you right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
All right, close my laptop here, and it's just you and me now. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If I get a little choked up, I'm sorry, it's personal. Prayers are nice, but you don't have to text me and send me emails and calls and stuff like that. But I mentioned a while back that it had been 2, almost 3 years since my father, who is a veteran, was seen by a doctor, and they kept putting off his appointments. And so I got a little bit of help, which is great, wonderful. Now somebody's helping my mom take care of him and clean him up because she's the sole caretaker along, well, my brother, who's also emphysema, you know, all that good stuff. Well, they put him on this program that the doctor's going to come to your house. Okay. Yeah, he still hasn't been seen by a doctor after all this is going on. American veteran, Marines. And as of yesterday, he is now going on hospice. And still hasn't been seen by a doctor. My mom has to go out and buy the nutrition supplement for him because the nutritionist hasn't been there and can't, you know, they can't move him out of bed to take him to these appointments. Yet there's still no one showing up. Now, my husband and I will go over this weekend and set up his hospital bed, because there's no one to help her break down the furniture and move it out. So just like all the other stories you hear, now my father is probably going to pass without seeing a doctor. We all have our stories. And we all keep hearing the same thing. Illegals are being taken care of. Our military men and women aren't. Pharma's taken over. Oil's taken over. When are you going to do something about it? Thanks for being here.